smooth, relaxing, and easy with Lex de Azevedo there and reminiscing. Rita Coolidge before that, We're All Alone, Lorinda Almeida and Angel Eyes. Peter Appleyard in there with Angel Eyes. Yes, it was musical deja vu that you can get away with beautiful music like this. Paul Marriott in there with Have You Never Been Mellow and Manuel and Music of the Mountains, Never on Sunday. Here's Floyd Kramer. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? On SRE. Billy Muir takes us up to the top of the hour with String of Trumpets. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of SRE, won't you? Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Barbra Streisand on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the theme tune to the musical Annie called Tomorrow. Before that, we had, what did we have before that? Alan Tew with I Won't Last a Day Without You, and yes, that's supposed to rhyme, I guess. I don't know, I just made that up. I'm Eric O'Brien, welcome to SRE. It's nice to have you with us for the second hour of the 14th edition of the 7th season of the house that Jack built, or whatever you want to call it. Anyhow, let's talk about some of the things that we are celebrating in history this week. August 26th, 1871. This is important. Toilet paper was first sold in the U.S. I don't know what they did before August 26th, 1871. We almost found out a couple of years ago during the initial stages of the pandemic, right? August 27th, 1859, the first successful oil well was drilled near Titusville, Pennsylvania, not too far away from here. August 27th, 1955, something fell on the floor that's immaterial. The Guinness World Book of Records was first published. August 27th, 1955, that recent. August 28th, 1837, pharmacists John Lee and William Perrins manufactured Worcestershire sauce. I bet you didn't know how to pronounce it. August 29th, 1885, Gottlieb Daimler receives a German patent for a motorcycle. August 29th of 1893, the first baby born in the White House to a sitting president was born to President and Mrs. Grover Cleveland, a little girl named Esther. August 29th, 1964, Walt Disney's Mary Poppins was released. 2 years later, the Beatles held their last public concert at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. August 30th, 1890, President Benjamin Harrison signed the first bill to require inspection of meat. August 31st, 1997, Princess Diana, Princess of Wales, died in a tragic, unnecessary car accident. And on that same day in 2015, President Obama officially renamed Mount McKinley in Alaska back to Denali, its Native American name. September 1st, 1830, Mary Had a Little Lamb was published. And as we told you last hour, it was also on that day in 1878 that Emma M. Nutt became the first woman telephone operator. Not Ima. Here's Botticelli with Yesterday Once More on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
You're chillin' with Eric O'Brien. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Jeff Love in the orchestra. Raindrops keep falling on my head. John Fox in there with I Got a Name. Floyd Kramer and Welcome to My World. Frank Purcell with St. Nicholas. It's an interesting little tune that has nothing to do with Christmas that I know of. And Botticelli did Yesterday Once More. And they'll do it again, and they'll have to say that it's once more. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Japan. Japan. A Japanese town, or a Japanese town, if I'm going to say it on the wrong syllable, right, broke a Guinness World Record at its annual summer festival when a team of chefs used local potatoes to cook up a rather large dish. The town of Asabu in the Hokkaido region has cooked up jumbo croquettes at its summer festival since 2004, and this year's finished product earned the Guinness World Record when it weighed in at 615 pounds. The team used 551 pounds of May Queen potatoes, a variety native to the region, as well as 110 pounds of ground beef, 200 eggs, and a large amount of onions. Guess they didn't have to weigh the onions. The previous record set in the Netherlands was 497.8 pounds. The finished croquette was cut into about 1,300 portions and served to festival attendees. That's how much you can cook at once when you're outside, I guess, huh? Meanwhile, in Washington State, a man has celebrated his 82nd birthday by completing a, not a Guinness World Record, but a record nonetheless, or maybe his own record. Tom Sturry, age 82, of East Side, says he made about 94% of the shots he took over the course of basketball playing over the course of 17 years and spent a total of about 2,500 hours on the court. Sturry made his 1 millionth free throw Thursday, August 18th, on his 82nd birthday. I feel really good about it, he told a local TV station. Yeah, I do. It's a great to be able to perform pretty well under pressure. You know, I don't normally have this kind of crowd here, but it went well. I think I might have missed eight or so. He pursued his goal by making about 103 free throws. Try saying that time. Never mind. Every day he spent on the basketball court, he said his best streak was making 222 shots in a row. 222, that's an easy number to remember. Meanwhile, as we scramble for some news here, New York and New Jersey are among the top five states on Forbes' Most Spoiled Dogs list. Yeah, the national survey used metrics like money spent on care, frequency of home-cooked meals, vacation inclusion, clothing and accessories, and even birthday parties for pups. New York was number one in the U.S., with 59% of the Empire State dogs sporting outfits and accessories, and 25% more enjoying walks in strollers, which would not make it a walk at that point, at least for the dog. Over half of New Yorkers said they spent more on their dog's health and grooming than on themselves. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. New Jersey was number five, and 40% of Garden State dogs get birthday parties. Okay, other states with the most spoiled dogs are California, Pennsylvania, and Washington. I don't know what they're talking about. We do not spoil our dogs in Pennsylvania. Yeah, right. Here's Alan Tew in This Way, Mary, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. The verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, I've forgotten if they're green
or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, those are the sweetest guys I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind what I put down in the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind. How wonderful life is while you're in the world.
That song has been around since 1970, kind of hard to believe. It was Elton John's first international hit, but it was first recorded by Three Dog Night, whom he was an opening act for at the time, and he allowed them to record it. They did not release it as a single. They wanted to let Elton John open it release it as a single. It was actually a B-side to Take Me to the Pilot, but disc jockeys preferred Your Song, which eventually made it to number 8 on the Billboard charts. Not bad. Pretty good. Pretty impressive there. Before that, we had, We had Ron Goodwin with Skiffling Strings, otherwise known as Swingin' Sweethearts, and Alan Tew with This Way, Mary. Here's Frank Chaxfield and Crazy Love on SRE.
You're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Looking back now, it seems so clear. I had it all when you were here. Oh, you gave it all, and I took it for granted.
But if there's some feeling left in you, some flicker of love that still shines through, let's talk it out. let's talk about second chances.
Wait and see, it's gonna be sweeter than it was before. I gave some men, but now I intend to dedicate myself to giving more.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Ronnie Aldridge there at the piano and Claire. Before that, Sergio Mendez, more specifically, Joe Pizzullo and Lisa Miller with Never Gonna Let You Go. Henry Mancini, Gonna Fly Now, that was my Gonna set. Lex de Azevedo with Physical, John Fox with Chattanooga Choo Choo, and Frank Chexfield did Crazy Love. Last hour, in the first hour, I talked about the kids, children's mullet championship. Well, it turns out there was a winner of the children kids division winner of the mullet championships 2022. Emmett Bailey of Menominee, Wisconsin. Yeah, he won. He's known as Mullet Boy up there. That's special. I'm sure his parents are so proud. Epic Orta of La Joya, Texas, took second place, and he has a bigger mullet than the first place winner. And William Dale Ramsey of Pataskala, Ohio, won third place. He looks like Cartman from South Park. Well, anyhow. I will never grow a mullet. I don't have enough hair. Here's Sven Lebeck and Fool on the Hill. Now there's something I'm good at. It's SRE. Come to a surprising end of the program already. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is program Y7-14. We're really getting up there in numbers. I have to remember it all. We'll be right back.
Stop.